Although the Pennsylvania Constitution of 1790 provided for the education of paupers when convenient, two problems got in the way of free public education. First, few were willing to be labeled paupers. Second, Pennsylvania didn't find it very convenient. In 1818, however, the first public school district of Pennsylvania was created in Philadelphia. Within 2 years, over 400 students enrolled. In 1834, Pennsylvania passed the Free School Law, establishing public schools throughout each township, borough, and ward in the state. By 1840, over 23,000 students were enrolled. This building, the Central High School, was the first built after 1834. The Wanamaker Building now stands where this school once was. The public school brought together children from diverse groups within the city. Some students were poor immigrants, the children of weavers and dock workers. Others were the sons of merchants, mechanics, journeymen, and skilled craftsmen. Like any city improvement project, the public schools drew heated debate on best practices. During the 1840s, middle-class and aspiring middle-class families became alarmed about the rapidly growing influx of Irish immigrants. This prejudice became paranoia in the spring of 1844 when Catholic parents asked for permission to choose what Bible translation their children brought to school. Although the King James translation was a standard textbook, Catholics preferred the Douay translation. Rumors zipped across the mostly Protestant town faster than messages from the newly invented telegraph. Many became convinced that the Catholics were trying to remove the Bible from schools completely. The Native American Party encouraged the rumors, conveniently channeling outraged Protestants into the party. They began a massive recruitment campaign. First, the Native Americans demanded that all schools require the King James Bible. Second, they planned to prohibit immigrants from holding public office. Finally, they hoped to deny immigrants voting rights until they had been citizens for 21 years. To gain supporters, the party organized several wildly successful public demonstrations to save the Bible. For many, religious controversy became the perfect excuse for their existing hatred. The Native Party swelled with thousands of new members. In May 1844, Lewis Levin, a Native Party leader, called for a mass meeting at the public school in Kensington, Philadelphia, an Irish enclave. This time, it wasn't just a protest. This time, the situation became deadly.